אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom Australia. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday filed a request for immunity from prosecution with the Knesset in the three criminal cases against him. If approved, his trial will be suspended for the term of the Knesset in which the request is made. Israeli law provides that any MK, if indicted, can receive immunity from prosecution by a simple majority of MKs. At the moment, Netanyahu does not have 61 votes to support his request. Knesset Speaker Yuli Edelstein, loyal to Netanyahu, will likely prevent the current Knesset discussing the Prime Minister's request for immunity, meaning discussion of the request and an indictment against the Premier will be delayed at least until after the March elections. According to the Knesset legal adviser, Netanyahu's request must be weighed by the Knesset House Committee before it can be voted upon by the plenum. Due to the lack of a functioning legislature amid the year-long ongoing political deadlock, and with new elections set for March 2nd, there's currently no functioning House Committee to consider the request. MK Avi Nissen-Korn of Kahol Lavan called for an immediate meeting of the Knesset Arrangements Committee, which he heads, to discuss the possibility of forming a House Committee to discuss the request. Yuli Edelstein refused his request, saying that Nissen-Korn only showed interest in reviving the committee for political purposes. Avigdor Lieberman, whose Yisrael Beitenu party currently holds the balance of power, should an immunity vote be held, vowed on Wednesday to block the protection for the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Netanyahu laid the ground for his request last Sunday night. Speaking to Likud supporters at a Hanukkah menorah lighting in Tel Aviv, he said seeking immunity from prosecution is not anti-democratic, but rather a cornerstone of democracy. In a television interview in March 2019, Netanyahu had announced he would not request immunity. Former Likud minister Limor Livnat, who served in the Knesset for over two decades, said on Thursday that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's request for parliamentary immunity from prosecution could prevent her from voting for the party in the March elections. Polls published after the request showed little movement from beforehand. Netanyahu is not predicted to win the support of 61 MKs even in the next Knesset. 51% of Israelis oppose immunity, while only 33% support it. In his speech on Wednesday night accompanying his request for immunity, Netanyahu argued that law enforcement authorities were discriminating against him and failing to investigate other politicians suspected of wrongdoing. He accused his main political rival, Benny Gantz, of pocketing 50 million shekel of public money. Gantz is considering suing the Prime Minister for the accusation. The High Court of Justice threw out a petition on Thursday that urged it to bar Prime Minister Netanyahu from forming a government after the upcoming March elections due to the charges against him. The panel of justices, led by Supreme Court President Esther Hayut, indicated it was premature to give a ruling as the election had not yet taken place, and said the petition may be more pertinent if and when Netanyahu is about to be tasked with forming a government after the election. Lawmakers from across the political spectrum united on Friday in praising the US strike that killed Qasem Soleimani, head of Iran's elite Quds Force, with the exception of the Joint Arab List. US President Donald Trump said he ordered the strike to prevent a conflict. His administration said Soleimani was plotting a series of attacks that endangered American troops and officials. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is believed to have briefed Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ahead of the time about U.S. plans to kill Soleimani. Pompeo called Netanyahu late on Wednesday night, ostensibly to thank him for Israel's support in efforts to combat Iran and after the attack on the U.S. embassy in Iraq. Following the assassination, Israel raised its security level, particularly in the Golan Heights. Hassan Nasrallah, head of Iran-backed Hezbollah, on Friday mourned Soleimani as a master of resistance. He said, to continue on General Soleimani's path, we'll raise his flag in all battlefields. Meeting out the appropriate punishment to these criminal assassins will be the responsibility and task of all resistance fighters worldwide. General Soleimani Abu Hamza, commander of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps in the southern province of Kerman, yesterday threatened that 35 US targets in the Middle East, as well as Tel Aviv, were within the range of Tehran to avenge the killing of General Soleimani. Prime Minister Netanyahu cut short his visit to Greece amid concerns that Iran could exact revenge on Israel for the US strike. He had been visiting the country to sign a major deal for a gas pipeline. Israel, Greece and Cyprus on Thursday signed an agreement for a huge pipeline project to ship gas from the eastern Mediterranean to Europe, despite Turkey's hostility to the deal. The 2,000-kilometre East Med pipeline will be able to carry between 9 and 12 billion cubic metres of gas a year from offshore reserves held by Israel and Cyprus to Greece and then on to Italy and other southeastern European countries. Israel's newest gas rig sprang into action on Tuesday morning, and as it did, thousands of Israelis left their homes, claiming that they faced dangerous levels of pollution. People from the area south of Haifa started meeting at assembly points near the coastline soon after sunrise, determined to drive in a convoy to Tel Aviv before the pollutants were released. Gas started flowing from a mammoth Leviathan offshore field at 2 a.m. Then at 8 a.m., workers started the three-hour venting process to release the nitrogen that was in the pipes, test the rig, and prepare it for the start of full operations, which took place later in the day. The Executive Council of Australian Jewry has written to Prime Minister Netanyahu, appealing to him to reconsider the appointment to Minister of Health of Yaakov Litzman, who is under investigation for blocking the extradition of alleged child sexual abuser Malka Leifer. President Gillian Siegel and co-CEOs Peter Wertheim and Alex Rifkin wrote in the letter that allegations of executive interference in the judicial process by Mr. Litzman in support of Ms. Leifer unavoidably raise grave questions about the integrity of the handling of her case in Israel while Mr. Litzman remains in any government position. A man and a woman were killed in a basement level of a residential building in the south of Tel Aviv yesterday after becoming trapped in a flooded elevator during heavy storms. The two apparently drowned. The 35-year-old man was rushed to hospital in a critical condition, and the 30-year-old woman was brought out sometime after the man in a critical condition. Both died before they were able to get to the hospital. During the decade just completed, more than 255,000 people moved to Israel from 150 countries, 34,000 of them in 2019, and the countries of origin of the largest number of immigrants were Russia, Ukraine, France, the United States, and Ethiopia. This is Peter Jones-Pellach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.